there, and welcome back, yes? So lovely of you to join me once again. Your host, Salome Jacobs, as you and I take a stroll into the garden. And today, you know what? It's raining. On my neck of the woods, it is raining. 100% rain, cats and dogs. But it's awesome. It's God's way of cleansing the universe, cleansing the earth, washing it, eliminating what needs to go, cleaning residue, grit and grime. So it's to him we say thank you, from whom all blessings flow. And the universe is God's creation. It's the earth. It's the sky. It's the sun, the moon, the stars, the birds. It's the animals, the trees, the forests, and everything that dwells in it. So, before I start, why don't you quickly just dash off to the kitchen? Make yourself a lovely cup of tea or coffee, a glass of juice or water, and then simply just hurry on back. Drop yourself into that comfortable, cozy chair or sofa and chillax. It's Friday after all. It's gearing up for a lovely weekend. So, once again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into Enter the Garden. No matter where you are, perhaps you're driving, perhaps you're sitting in a coffee shop, in the library, at your workstation, in the kitchen, in the bedroom. But wherever you are, please feel welcome and a friendly hello to you. So, the title today is Take Notes. And the inscription simply reads as follows: Never give up. You know, we worry sometimes about things. Stuff that needs to be paid on time, home loans, insurances, vehicle payments, school fees. Take note, it is covered, it is done. If we only but trust God, trust Him that He will come through with finances. Trust Him that He will, according to His word, supply your and my daily needs. And He will surprise us with more than we ever asked for. You are close to the winning post, yet that inner voice says, give up. Why? What's the use? You'll never make it. You don't deserve that promotion, that home, that loan, that life you hunger, that life you hope for, that change you hope for, that holiday, that marriage, that husband, your cry, plea for Boaz, that Proverbs 31 wife. Just quit. Don't listen. You are stronger than that. You are precious and delightful in the eyes of the beholder. You are strong-willed, rising from the ashes, more determined, and nothing can deter your ideals and goals. Don't look left, don't look right, but straight ahead and see the light at the end of the tunnel. Help is on the way, so never, ever give up, no matter how bad your situation is. God did not give you a spirit of fear, but let me remind you, you are an overcomer, you are a winner. You are who you think you are. An Esther in the making. A Proverbs 31 in the making. A David who stood up against Goliath. and Noah, whom God told to build the ark when people thought he was crazy. But he trusted God's lead, and look, Noah and his family were saved. And Moses, who could not speak, but God used him mightily to rise up against Pharaoh. See how God spoke through him, and Moses became leader of the Israelites. So allow God to speak to the giant inside of you, and have faith like a mustard seed. I can, I will, I shall rise, never to give up, never to give in. And so it is, so shall it be. So thank you once again. And I hope that this has stirred up something in you, some vigor in you, that you can. You can do anything that you put your mind to. The scripture says so nicely, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. So take to heart, you can do all things. You can pay your bills on time, just believe. You can pay school fees on time, just believe. You can pay a home loan, your car insurance, just believe. So together with me, let's trust God. Let's trust God as you and I step into the next level, the next open door, the next wave of unlimited, unmerited opportunities coming your and my way. So I hope that you will have an awesome weekend and that Grant will meet you. Yes, that God will meet you at the point of your need. So thank you once again for taking a stroll with me into the garden. Thank you for inviting a friend or two or three. And thank you for telling your family about Into the Garden. The more the merrier. And pretty soon you'll be able to like my page. Because God is a God of surprises. So watch this space. Because as God changes Into the Garden, He changes you. So until next time, chin up, look up, pray up, and ask up, and be surprised at the many gifts God bestows upon you and me up. Until next time, do take care for another dollop of soul poetry, motivational, inspirational, and wonderful testimonies into the garden.